Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Dreamers by Broken Crown Productions, Episode 2, Fantasy.
Jonah, man, what an incredible performance.
Oh, hey, Oliver. You saw that?
A bunch of the Nightmare guys didn't believe me when I said they were making out to be some Prince Charming. But hey, you really pulled it off. And thanks to you, we actually got the night off for once, so of course we came out to support.
Thanks.
You sure were laying it on thick there. Practically got me swooning, you sexy bastard.
Yeah, you know, I did play the romantic lead in a few high school plays, so it's not totally out of my wheelhouse.
What do you say to a drink to celebrate such hot action?
It's 7 a.m.
Come on, man. You've been working all night. And they wouldn't let us bring booze into the peanut gallery. We got a bottle of champagne going in the green room. It'll be fun.
Well, I guess I'll tag along for a bit.
That's the stuff. Sure is freaky seeing you mack on that girl after all the nightmares you've given her, don't you think?
Yeah, it's just part of the job, man. Plus, the dream suit keeps us from actually touching. You were just seeing her projection of the dream. There's not much sex appeal in a green screen bodysuit.
Well, her subconscious was definitely taking some creative liberties with the scenery.
Yeah, no kidding. I just figured she'd be further along by now.
You trying to get to third base?
Fuck off, Oliver. I'm talking about her subconscious development.
Miss Bliss recorded 2 years of insomnia before she started taking sleep sound, and we've given her persistent nightmares for nearly 3 years since.
Oh, Miranda, coming in hot with the obvious?
Yeah, those dreams have been keeping me in steady work. Thank you very much.
Well, you did a good job tonight, Jonah. She is right on track for her subconscious development. The romance department complimented your subtlety in getting her to open up. They've requested for you to perform again on Sunday night in the follow-up production.
Oh, sexy time on a school night.
Oliver, please. It is a holiday in Canada. Ever heard of Queen Victoria?
I don't know. Is she hot?
I think she was kind of goth.
She spent 40 years in mourning after her husband passed away, and they have a holiday for her in Canada, all right?
Sounds pretty hot to me.
Right. Sure. Can we just circle back for a second?
Yeah, Miranda. Stay focused.
What do you mean by follow-up? I thought this was a one-time thing.
Just because it's her first fantasy doesn't mean it'll be her last. You've opened the doors to a new era.
I didn't mean to.
We have just decoded the next few days, and you will need to be in top shape to deliver a follow-up performance as strong as your work tonight. In the meantime, you'll be off nightmares and devoting all your free time into researching for the upcoming role.
What? But I've got him booked for a nightmare tonight. What am I supposed to do without Jonah in my show?
I think it's best for now if we keep Jonah's attention focused on wooing the girl so he doesn't feel conflicted about scaring her. Casting will set you up with a new actor to play your monster. Jonah still has a lot to learn. Uncovering this dimension of Lily's subconscious has given us some new information he can use for his performance.
Oh, great. You know, this first binder was a little short. Could you maybe add a few hundred pages?
Maybe this time you'll get to meet a talking dog.
Ha ha, you guys. You better get to it, Jonah. And Oliver, try not to interfere.
Hey, I'm just here supporting my friend.
Well, Jonah has work to do, so you can support him by letting him study.
Oh, he'll be fine, right, Jonah?
I don't know, man. I'm way out of my depth here. I really need to step up if they're bringing me back for a second scene in one weekend. Plus, I'm fucking exhausted. I've been up since yesterday altering my worldview to be this girl's Prince Charming. I get why they usually leave this stuff for the pros. Why did Mitch have to be such a perv?
Whatever. Good luck with the books. We'll miss you while you frolic in Fantasyland, Your Majesty.
Come on, Oliver.
Leave him? You need to get to work.
Miranda, I need to sleep.
You can sleep after you review the developments to Miss Bliss's file. I just got you the night op, so you can repay me by doing your homework.
Why the big to-do? Tonight, or last night, was a success.
You may have caught the attention of Miss Bliss, but a lot of people could chalk it up to beginner's luck. Once you become familiar with her psyche, it'll take more effort to attract her. You've got to get invested in the details if you want to see results.
Okay, I got a pretty good grasp on her backstory from all the work I did yesterday. What else do I need to know?
Now that you've tapped into her fantasies, we've got some information that can help you get into character. The only catch is we still don't have a straightforward idea of who you'll be playing. It seems like there's nobody registered as a romantic interest in Miss Bliss's real life. Usually we might see a classmate or a crush in this role, but Miss Bliss just has an idea of someone in her head. We need you to become that person.
Sweet. So I get to play a concept instead of a character. Sounds like a cinch. Glad you roped me into this as my first gig out of Nightmares Miranda, really.
Look, I get that it's not ideal. But at least this way you don't have to pretend to be someone else. You can be a more modified version of yourself.
Hard to modify perfection. What else is she looking for?
Common patterns we uncovered last night indicate that Miss Bliss wants someone patient and caring, steadfast and reliable. She's best suited for someone slightly older than her to give her a good sense of security.
Easy. I've got a good 3 years on her. It's like this role was made for me.
Remember, this role was designed for a man in his 40s, Jonah. Your age doesn't register in the dream state. I am saying you have to act older than her.
Okay, but I'm mature and also, you know, caring. Maybe this role was made for me.
Please don't treat this like a cakewalk. She has got some deep-seated insecurities and it is going to take some patience to win her over.
I don't know. The more I get to know this girl, the better I feel about the part. And it's kind of a huge confidence boost from making her freak out and cry every night.
Don't get ahead of yourself, Jonah. Romance is a tedious business. You can't just be yourself and expect her to fall in love with you.
All right, then. Where should I start?
Glad you asked. This is all the content we uncovered from her subconscious last night. A lot of it is jumbled because she hasn't fully processed it yet. It might take a while to uncover anything good, but it's worth sifting through to get a better idea of what you're in for tomorrow.
I better be making overtime for this.
As if.
Hello?
What's up, Buttercup?
Oh, hey you.
How was your very important basketball game?
Obviously, we won.
Woohoo! What does that mean?
We're playing in the final next weekend.
You mean you're winning the final next weekend? How shall we celebrate this victory?
Well, I'm going out for dinner with my mom tonight. Korean barbecue.
Mmm, sounds delish. And after that?
What do you mean, after that?
Well, I was just thinking. My folks are still out of town, so we could always, you know, pick up where we left off last night.
Oh, see, I would. Yeah, but I promised my mom I'd watch Little Woman with her. It's kind of our fave.
You do love Timothée Chalamet.
Naturally. So I think we better hold off. I'd hate to disappoint my mom and all.
Right. You know, Lily, it doesn't have to be this weekend or anything. But I really liked where things were going the other night. I feel like a big goof for ruining the moment.
It's okay. I'm not, like, totally ready for that stuff anyway.
Right. Yeah. And I like everything we've been doing. It's just, we've been together for, like, 6 months now. And I just feel like we could start exploring some more.
Sure. Okay. Thanks, Chris. I'll, talk to you later, okay?
See you later, babe.
Hey, Jonah? Jonah, wake up!
What? Oh, shit. Sorry, boss.
Working hard, or?
Never heard of the concept. I'm running on empty here, Miranda.
All right, time to head home. You've been working for 3 days straight. I get it. Go get some rest and come back ready to work tomorrow. Will you make it home okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm just downstairs.
Since when?
Since always. Bunch of actors live here in residence.
I can't believe I didn't know that.
Well, it's not like I drive home every night to my bougie estate in northwest Idaho. I kind of took this job because I was on my last legs.
Do they charge you to live here?
No, it's free room and board. That's part of the gig. The only catch is they monitor me while I sleep and test out the new sleep sound products.
Jesus, is that ethical?
Since when do you care about the referee's morals?
I care about our clients, Jonah. I just realized that they choose to buy and benefit from our products. It's Big Pharma, so obviously it's sketchy, but I think we're doing good work here.
So, what's the big deal then?
Well, it's a different story to use employees as lab rats, don't you think?
Come on, it's not like that. They mostly just give us lotions and essential oils. I've honestly never slept better than being here. It's almost worth the shoebox they keep me in, but it's better than sleeping on the streets.
Like you could ever.
I ran away from home. Miranda, I was out of options when I came here.
Are you serious? I didn't know. I always thought this was the best gig I could ask for. I didn't think anyone would come here as a last resort. I'm sorry, Jonah.
Don't go being all compassionate while I'm too tired to think straight. I need to lock this memory away for when hard-ass Miranda comes back.
Uh-huh. You know my production persona too well by now.
No way you thought this was the best job out there.
Well, it got me out of a pretty crummy situation myself.
You're not close with your folks either?
It was time for me to go. Anyway, I should head out. Get some rest, Jonah. I'll see you tomorrow.
Night-night, boss.
Man, I love that movie. Thanks for watching it again with me, Mom.
You know, I prefer Christian Bale as Laurie in the original. But I'm happy that you found your own leading man to pine after.
Yeah, well, it keeps things interesting. I'm pretty tired. I think I'm gonna turn in.
Okay, just a disclaimer. I got you a little present, left it on your bed.
What is it?
It's a surprise, but I guarantee you'll like it. In fact, I can guarantee that you'll love it.
Fuck! Mom! That's so weird and embarrassing!
It's perfectly normal, and it's about time you had one.
I don't need this! I have a boyfriend!
You'll need a couple of AA batteries as well.
I feel like this is overstepping.
You'll thank me later.
I don't know. I might just bury this in the trauma bank. Good night!
I love you.
Weird way of showing it. Good night, Betty Bird.
You look beautiful, by the way. My hands are warm. I'll share the heat with you.
Betty, did you hear that? I don't know if I could sleep just yet. God, that's so loud! Not that it matters anyway.
Oh, I've got it.
Okay, don't know what to do about that. Maybe we could rewatch all of Timothy Chalamet's scenes in Little Women. Don't judge me, little bird. Okay. This ain't a bad way to spend the night.
Lily? Lily, help me!
Christopher, no. No, are you okay?
Don't trust them.
Let me help you up, okay?
No. Wait, you have to get out of here.
I'm not leaving you. I love you.
Lily?
Mom, help me get him out of here.
What did you do?
He's hurt. I don't know what happened.
You've ruined him.
It wasn't me. Christopher, who did this to you?
You did.
What? No, I can never.
Tell her. Tell her what you did.
I just got here. I would never hurt you. Mom, help me get me out.
Jonah? What are you doing here so early? I told you to get some rest.
I did, but then I couldn't stop thinking about something I found yesterday. Do you know what this is?
It looks like a series of fragmented thoughts.
Right, but then I noticed they kind of rhyme. It's lyrical, you see? So, I cross-referenced this point in the transcript to the digital recording of her dream state, and listen to this.
It doesn't sound like much.
Yeah, well, our software isn't exactly cutting edge. Everything's fucking paperwork around here. It's impossible to track anything down.
For good reason.
And several bad ones, no doubt. Listen again. It definitely sounds like a song, right?
Or part of a song, but it would take hours to piece the whole thing together. I really think you should focus on more relevant information.
Miranda, I'm onto something here.
No, Jonah, you're not. You have had your head in the books all weekend and you're losing focus. I have never seen you this wigged out over a character before. You're just reading the lines as written tonight and using the information I gave you—
To substantiate the character. Yeah, I get it.
This is important, Jonah. You want to stay in fantasy? You have to do the job they give you. If I had any sway in the writer's room, I could entertain whatever musical number you're trying to accomplish. But for now, my job is to make sure that you're prepared for the task at hand. Does the script say anything about a broken lullaby?
No, but that's not the point. This script is so backwards, I don't even know where to start. But I know this song is connected to a memory that Lily associates with love. You can tell because it's floating around the amygdala.
The amygdala stores fear and anger just as much as love, Hotshot.
Right, but I've never come across this during my work in nightmares. It's gotta be something different for her. I just know it.
I don't want to hear any more about it. I am sorry the script isn't giving you much to work with, and honestly, I wish I could help with that. But for now, I need you to focus on tangible goals for this assignment and stop wasting time writing lyrics.
I'm mostly just piecing together the melody at this point.
Exactly. So drop it.
Fine. Fine. Consider it dropped. For now.
Hello?
Hey, Christopher.
The Wonder Woman herself, Lily Bliss. To what do I owe the pleasure?
I was actually wondering if your parents are still out of town.
Oh, yeah. They are. Till Monday night.
Maybe we could sneak some booze and stay up late playing video games.
Ooh, you're speaking my language.
All right, well, I just have to help my mom, but I'll be free by 7.
For sure. Give Mother Bliss my love. I'm excited to see you.
You just saw me the other day, dummy.
No doubt. Well, I'll pick you up at 7.
Cool. I'll see you then.
Jonah! Call time was half an hour ago. Where have you been? I need you ready in 5.
Chill out. Look, I've already got my dream suit on. I'm ready to go.
What are you even doing here? I thought I'd find you goofing off backstage, not cooped up with this file still. What is up with you?
Nothing. Nothing. I know this is something big, Miranda. I've strung together most of the lyrics, and I really think—
No, absolutely not. It is not your job to rewrite the narrative, Jonah. You have to have faith in the writers that they know what is best for Miss Bliss.
I get that. It's just that I really want to come through with this one. I want to do something special for Lily. And I think that this song is a real sense of comfort for her. It's like you said, I'm supposed to give her those feelings of protection and security.
I don't know what's gotten into you, Jonah. Usually I can't even get you to read the debrief.
I prefer to embody the character.
And now you think you're an expert on this girl's brainwaves? Look, if it makes you feel better, we can put together a pitch for the writers. We'll give them the transcript to the song and you can hum the melody. Then they can decide what to do with it. Does that sound fair?
Hardly, since you'll take all the credit.
What was that?
That sounds just fine, boss. Just fine.
Good. Now I need you in the wings for the pre-show warm-up, stat.
Coming.
And leave that file behind. God!
Fine. Have it your way. Neat.
No, fuck!
Stop spamming the remote. You've got to plan your moves carefully.
Screw that! I've got to blast some bokoblin butt!
Reload the game. We'll try again.
Ugh, I'm too tired to even focus. You do it.
Gladly. Did you sleep okay last night?
I had the weirdest dream.
Another nightmare?
Yeah, but I don't really want to talk about this one.
Oh, come on. You know I love a scary story.
I just feel so childish talking about my dreams like they're some big deal. I mean, I just turned 18. I'm a genuine adult and I'm still afraid of the dark.
You know, I have a nightlight. I could leave it on if you'd prefer.
It's okay. I think we'll be safe from the monsters in your silk sheets and floral duvet.
Okay, haha. These sheets are Egyptian cotton from my sister, and I got the king size upgrade, so I'm gonna own it. Plus, I know you find this soft boy aesthetic very appealing.
In your dreams.
Ah, I don't have dreams, remember? I've got the cure for that one. But if I did have dreams, they would be all about you, here in my room. And you wouldn't be complaining about the goddamn ornamentation of all things.
Oh yeah? What would I be doing in your dreams then?
Well, you'd be lying on those designer sheets, looking just as good as you do now, and we could do whatever you wanted to.
Oh shit!
When do your parents get back again?
Not till tomorrow night. They're helping my sister move off campus for the long weekend. She found a really good place with some friends from residence, which is sick because I get the ensuite to myself. Kind of feels like my own bachelor pad. Anyway, shit. Sorry I'm so nervous. I'm just happy that we have the place to ourselves for a little bit, is all I'm trying to say. The other night was fun and all, but I'm glad you called me up again today, you know. Even just to hang. Or whatever. Are you? Damn it. I totally blew that one. Good night, Lily.
May I sit here?
Shh! It's about to start.
What is it?
For our next act, Lady Bird will perform a tap dance.
I didn't know she could.
Lily? Take my hand.
Sway with me.
What?
Together we can...
Get a load of this!
Hey, pipe down. This is very cool.
Yeah, sure. You tell him.
This is very cool.
Damn it. I'm nervous.
Don't worry. I'll take care of you.
I don't want to perform.
What? That's not right. Lily, you can do this.
Dad?
No.
I can't believe you came.
What?
Now, Lily Bliss will sing us a song.
I can't do it, Dad.
You can, Lily. I'm here for you.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. What's going on?
I don't want to.
Lily, lean into me.
You've got me?
Oh, I've got you.
Sing us a song, asshole.
I shouldn't.
Please?
Look to dark and light. Hope for all inspired. See inside the divide. Dreamers never tire.
That's it.
Not here, Lily.
What is this place?
Why isn't she following the script?
Who are you?
I don't know.
No, who is she?
Cut, cut, cut! Keep your suits on, guys. We're going back any minute now.
Miranda, I didn't mean to break character. I have no idea what happened.
You used the song like a dumbass. That's what happened. What the fuck were you thinking, Jonah?
I was trying to help. The dream was nothing like the script said. It kept going to this dark place, but then it shifted and it seemed like she was...
Here. She was here.
That's not possible.
She saw me. She saw you in the dream suit. There is no way she took her sleep sound tonight. We kept on losing hold of her. We had to interrupt her REM cycle to get her subconscious out of... Fuck! Of all the nights for this to happen...
Is she awake now?
No. We had to induce deep sleep, but we've got to get her back in the dream state or else she could wake up and remember what she saw. You've got to go in and try to keep her on script. And no more musicals!
But I...
Places, everyone! You ready, kid?
Ready.
Then get into place. We're back in 3, 2, 1.
I'm not afraid of dying, you know. I don't know if I'm supposed to be.
I never wanted you to leave.
If I could just figure this out. Where am I? Am I okay? I'm so tired. So tired. So tired.
Lily, take my hand.
You're...
This is bad.
Lily!
I'm so glad you made it.
Won't you lie on top of me? That's better.
Are you safe now?
Not yet. Can you put your hands...
here?
And kiss my neck?
Like this?
Just like that. Will you take me somewhere?
Yeah. Anywhere.
Come on then. I didn't realize we were so good at this.
There's still so much more. Are you ready?
Not yet.
And now?
For anything.
How is that?
Don't stop.
Just so I can hold you once more.
Then never let me go? What the... Christopher? Chris, wake up.
No.
Come on, rise and shine.
Too early, still sleeping.
Christopher, I want to do it.
What do you mean?
You know, I'm ready. I want to do it, for real.
For real?
Yes, for real.
Okay, for sure. I'm up. Let's do it.
Dreamers was written and directed by Jillian Reynolds. Produced by Jillian Reynolds, Maya Radhakrishna, and Wanley Gibson. Sound design and mixing by Finner Nielsen, and music by Rasmus Rankenberg Madsen. In this episode, you heard the voice of Aiden Cottrow as Jonah, Bronwyn Reese as Lily, Ian Backstrom as Christopher, Monica Bagarich as Miranda, and Owen Francis as Oliver. This episode also featured Adam Muxlow, Alex Moore, Hannah Ness, Joshua Burson, Linda Leong, Lucas Amato, and Mike Smythe. For more information about the production, follow us at Broken Crown Productions on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Thanks for listening, and dream out.
All right, everyone, that's a wrap. Way to pull it out, kid. Get some rest today.
This episode is lovingly dedicated to Betty and Alyssa. Dream on, Songbird.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum Dums and Dice would like to welcome you into the Mythos Mysteries, a live play Pulp Cthulhu podcast where improvisers and comedians venture into dangers beyond their wildest imagining. Our story begins with two erstwhile companions on a long and winding road. They think they are fleeing danger, but greater horror awaits them when they arrive. For they are not just running away from mortal danger, but towards the Mythos Mysteries.
Whoever you are, we're not scared of you.
You hear a voice from inside that says, "Please help. I'm inside the dresser. Help."
Now I need you to listen to my very explicit instructions here, Adrian.
Okay.
Please ready your punch and fists.
Yeah, they're always ready.
Now I'm gonna open the door.
Okay.
And we're gonna look inside the dresser.
What if we don't? Could we not?
I need you to be brave for me.
Okay.
You were always very brave.
Okay. So we're going to open the door and you're going to look in the dresser. And yes. Then what?
And then if I tell you to.
Yep.
We're going to punch it.
The dresser? You said I had to be very. You said explicit.
If there is someone in the dresser.
I'm punching.
We're going to punch it.
What if it's a ghost?
Well, then we're going to have ourselves a fun time. So,
like a party?
Like a birthday party.
Okay, so we'll do some dancing and there will be a cake. Hopefully the ghost brought it.
Yes.
Okay, I can do this.
Okay. I'm going to open the door now.
Okay.
I'm going to open the door.
You open the door and the dresser is back upright. All the drawers are back inside. But now it is next to the window and the bed is in a different corner.
Of course it is.
And the blood is pooling on the floor instead of the ceiling. It's dripping up.
The Mythos Mysteries. Episodes are available now.